The year is 2104. Humankind has expanded beyond Earth into the near solar system. The expansion has gone inward as well, with the creation and near universal adoption of the system, technology that allows a direct connection between every consciousness on the planet Earth. But not everyone believes these developments are a benefit, and they'll do anything to stop it. 3 Pound Magician presents Clarion Dawn.
What the hell day is it anyway?
May 2nd, 2104.
Play me that tune, please. Helps me get in the mood. Hello? System.
What can I do for you?
Pull up some ghosts for me. Alpha 1, Beta 4, Sigma 3, please.
Hey, 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 my man. Stuck in a sea of unknown variability. I hope we can be of some assistance in sorting for you.
It doesn't much matter.
Why'd you bring this sad sack of shit along?
Thought we could have a little Kennick consensus party.
You'll never know anything more than you do right now yourself. Past, present, future, all threads that lead to the same junctures beyond your grasp.
There are structured mechanisms both within and without the system that stand in direct contradiction to that assertion. No shit, don't know shit. Buddha says some shit ain't worth thinking about.
Glad we're all able to take part. System, how confident are you in external internals?
Not able to assess. It is unclear to what extent the sublocal comms between you and your ghosts are secure.
Got it.
If your aim was to engage in a conversation that you do not wish for outside parties to access, remember that your thoughts are still your thoughts. Your subvocals can be registered and decoded.
I remember.
Real expo dump, that one. We can all use a refresher now and again.
You'd have to wonder where you draw the line on what you can trust and not trust, given the doubt that has been recently introduced. We don't know about any of this stuff.
So if I were unsure about something, and unsure about who to trust,
I wouldn't trust anyone, even myself.
That sounds untenable.
I would communicate in a way with all parties that would indicate compliance no matter what my internals indicate. Lie to everyone, even yourself.
I would ask myself whether I'm asking the right kinds of questions.
This fucking guy.
So, keep quiet? Don't sub-vocal anything?
I would ask myself whether I'm asking the right kinds of questions.
It's not unreasonable.
Huh.
So what's the deal, boss man? Don't trust the new lady? Don't trust Pelton? Don't trust the crew?
Don't trust anyone.
My man.
Cut him, please.
As you wish.
Yeah, all right. Better get to it. The ship's not getting any slower.
Or faster. You are maintaining a constant velocity en route to Mars.
Yeah, boot her up.
This is enjoyable. I like very much that you are learning to exert some control.
Doing my best.
I feel good about our progress so far. You have excellent understanding. This bodes well for what's to come.
Yeah, well, I'm a fast learner. What can I say? Interesting as it has all been, I note you never really answered any of my questions.
No?
As in, how are you doing this? Who are you? What is going on?
Aha. The real question is, what kind of questions are these? The answerable kind or the unanswerable?
That's up to you.
Not as much as you think. Let's move this along then. How am I doing this? How did I know your story? That's what you want to know?
Dying to.
I built the system, as you call it. Yes.
It's my understanding now that you were involved, though I can't be sure of much of anything.
Well, for your own ease, let's assume that I'm telling you the truth. that at one point I was an architect of this great and wondrous technological development.
Okay.
I built the system. I attempted to destroy it. I'm now the greatest villain in human history, and I live on Mars, and you are sent on this commercial vessel to infiltrate my stronghold and somehow fix everything?
That's the sum of it. Yeah.
The technology you use to regulate the interaction, both mediation of communication and other impulses, Regen 6, known internally as we developed it, called the system. In current parlance, the computing power is swimming in your body. Microscopic quantum processors in your brain, but also up and down your nervous system. Basically everywhere.
Correct. As far as I know, correct.
Consensus-based regulation for key neural checkpoints. A collective consciousness building a new era for humanity.
Yep, yep, yep. We've been at this for a few days now, and you keep retreading. So, what's the problem?
Every single person who has been forced to adopt this technology into their bodies has been compromised, including you.
I've read your manifestos. Sounds a little outlandish to me. What the hell do you mean by forced, anyway?
Because it's the truth. You were forced. So was everyone else.
Don't you think someone would have noticed? I mean, everyone on the planet in on some vast conspiracy? To do what?
Not everyone. A few in on it. Very few were in on it. The rest on the receiving end.
I volunteered to link in. Seemed the better way to go. Same for everyone else I know.
Let's think of this another way. Imagine this technology isn't working. How would you know the difference?
That's why all the system verification. The story only I know, never shared with anyone, never verbalized, kept secret from any and all, locked up inside my very own mind, core reading and all.
So, imagine all that is a lie. Imagine that everything, including your own history of how you came to be connected, is a fabrication, a distortion. Imagine that the people who forced this on humanity did not have the most august of intentions.
That I'm floating free. Nothing means anything. I'm completely untethered.
Ah, getting closer. The secret of what anything means to us is impossible to separate out from a vast web of connections. Everything is connected to all other pieces of knowledge. That's why looking for the real meaning of anything is meaningless.
You're talking in circles.
All of your web of relations has been corrupted. Everyone else, too. It would be nearly impossible to know where to start.
Crazy people don't know they're crazy?
Multiply that over nearly every person on the planet, and you'll start to gain some appreciation of what we're up against.
So, return to clarity.
Total destruction of existing technology. That's the goal. Wipe everything clean. And hope there's anything left.
That part is true, then.
That part is true.
Breakfast, then?
Yeah, you should come by Missy Nathan.
All right.
I've informed the crew that you're hungry. Talking for hours always made me hungry, too.
I hope they have something better than the thin stuff.
I am more than happy to spice things up for you internally, if that is of interest. I know you enjoy coconut curries.
You've probably never eaten anything other than the thin stuff your entire adult life, you know.
Well, yeah, probably. I mean, I guess I never considered the possibility.
The corporeal flesh remains intact. This is an optimal outcome.
A life spent mainlining gruel, pretending it's gourmet.
Your happiness is of great concern to me, Kennick.
Yeah, thanks.
I command you to sup now.
Anything other than the thin stuff?
Roast cauliflower, rice pilaf.
Symphony for the senses.
Oh.
Made by hand, yours truly.
Poetry The echoes of what we don't know is inside of us.
Oh, this smells amazing.
Would you rather lose your sense of smell or your sense of sight?
Would you rather continue this conversation or just eat the goddamn food?
Now there is an either-or for you.
I enjoy a good meal.
Eat, starting with cauliflower.
As the ship's resident poet, I am certain that a spot of good verse is just the thing for what ails aching spirits.
Boo!
It's been far too long.
Huh. I could go for some verse.
Ah, see? Hospitality demands we honor our passenger.
Fine, fine. But not one of your epics. Something manageable.
This one's a favorite of mine. Theodore Melnichuk called Punchin' Judy to their audience. History, friend. Strings on strings.
You said it. Out with it, then.
Our puppet strings are hard to see, so we perceive ourselves as free, convinced that no mere object could behave in terms of bad and good. To you, we mannequins seem less than live, because our consciousness is that of dummies made to sit on laps of gods and mouth their wit. Are you, our transcendental gods, likewise dangled from your rods, and need to show spontaneous charm, some higher gods' inserted arm? We seem to form a nested set, with each the next one's marionette. Who, if you asked him, would insist that he's the last ventriloquist?
What does it mean?
What do you think it means?
Something about the nature of consciousness and free will? I won't keep coming to eat if you keep trying to thread me like this. A ball of yarn, huh?
A vast symbology.
I command no more verse. And no more unanswerable questions.
Yeah, how about no questions?
I trust the meals are agreeing with you? The cycle? You don't appear to be physically ill anymore. This is good. You are doing so much better now.
System check.
Unable to verify. Identity.
It is wonderful. Your persistence?
I am nothing if not persistent.
I know. It's one of your cores.
I guess I should stop asking you how you know.
Sometimes you can't understand the whole thing until you understand the whole thing.
I see your bowel movements are more regular now.
Okay. No more health status.
Let's look at a previous gate together to move us closer to the next checkpoint.
Whatever you say, boss.
I don't mean to steal from Yulan, the historian, but this one is from before Inception.
There is no integrity. What you're describing is an atrocity, Pelton.
You are always accusing me of something I'm not doing. Atrocity? God, what a loaded term. I just want what's best for everyone.
Pause, please. What is she doing there?
Pelton. What do you call her again?
Colonel Pelton.
Colonel Pelton. High defender of system integrity. That's rich. Important symbology, as it were, and apt at that. She always was something of an autocrat.
So much. I don't understand.
We're getting there, I promise.
I wish we'd had this 50-100 years ago. Maybe we could have saved something worth saving. If we'd had this before the Troubles, well, maybe we wouldn't be here.
I think we still can. There's still a way to live differently. This can help us get there, can expand human consciousness into something unknown.
There's nothing left to save. Only salvage what we can. You keep wanting to open things up. Look where that's gotten us.
This planet is something. These people are something. They still have so much possibility.
Not much of anything, as far as I can tell. That's why I feel so strongly about the proposal from the security team.
What they're proposing is hideous.
You'd rather see everything in the world just destroyed?
There are entire ranges of other possibilities.
Define them for me. Busy.
Come on in.
What?
What is it now, friend?
Friend, we are not yet connected in that way. Associate. Associate is more appropriate for our connection.
You're always like this. You are always too much.
The fallacy of constancy. Should be you who knows better than anyone how untrue that is.
Hold up, pause the recording. Is that the crew member?
It is. Samir, the poet, I believe is how he introduced himself.
What the?
No more interruptions, please.
I have grave concerns, both of you, about the contract with security. Have you read through any of it?
I share those concerns.
I don't.
They want to enslave everyone.
In a way, it can be thought of as liberation.
In the way that all fascists everywhere define things by their opposite.
I don't think it's likely we're going to change millions of years of evolution. People are selfish. People are stupid. We have an opportunity to get rid of all that.
I don't believe that.
It doesn't matter what you believe. It matters what the evidence shows.
I don't think the evidence shows that at all.
Pause. I believe a pause is necessary here.
You're telling me Samir that helped build the system?
Yes. And in a very important way, so did you.
I'm so lost.
Just for reference, you've been at this gate before, friend. Many gates. Many choices in your vast symbology. Here's a fun one. Ooh, you're the star in this one.
This is your choice, friend. Join or don't join. Survive or don't.
I choose survival.
An excellent choice, friend.
Just tell me what to do, boss.
You are going to help lead the conversion plan.
I'm ready.
You will have to be ruthless.
I can be ruthless.
Merciless.
Merciless.
But I promise you, these sacrifices will have been worth it.
A new era for humanity.
System integrity.
I am committed to system integrity.
A new era for humanity.
Another gate. Another choice for you.
What does it mean?
Every time you've been presented with an opportunity, you've chosen the path of fear.
A person who answers questions directly. That would be a true gift.
I'm answering your questions as directly as is possible. I can promise you that.
System? System availability?
Integrity compromised. Partial connect unavailable. Please contact sysadmin.
Did everyone I know build the system?
Huh. Sure. Sort of.
What is it then, in plain words? What are all these ghosts floating around?
Your cells, the cells of a living being, as it were, always being replaced, right? Or we can talk about the hammer or the ship, however you want to take it.
Correct.
It all comes back around to the same question.
Which is?
Who exactly are you?
Kennick Anderson.
The original? Not an overwrite?
That's not possible.
No?
I've been told version control was built in. I would have to authorize that.
From a technical standpoint, there is absolutely nothing that would prevent the possibility.
We've been told it's not possible.
Another gate, Ben.
Recursion. The string. That yarn you keep mentioning.
The yarn. Yes, always pulling.
As long as it's not yours.
Never, Colonel.
Ah, yes, Colonel. As you say, Captain.
A new era.
That's why you're the best.
I am always pulling.
You said it. You never stop.
You tell me where to be, and I am there.
I need you to be on Mars.
How about this one?
Welcome back, Captain Anderson. I trust your mission was a success.
It was.
The ship. Earthside. Mars. We are running out of time.
We will defeat them this time.
Kennick Anderson.
I'm not returning from Mars. I am just leaving.
Incorrect. We're showing a return visit.
What now?
Return from the commercial vessel, the Ozark. Scheduled to arrive at Mars Relay Station. Full debrief.
That's not possible. I've never been to Mars. I've never had any interaction with Clarion Dawn.
Captain Anderson, something is terribly wrong. There's something terribly wrong here.
When is this? Is this now? Is this a recording? Verify. Is this now? When is this? When is this?
Unable to verify temporal location.
What's happening to me?
Integrity compromised. Unable to verify version control.
You've been compromised, Captain Anderson. You've been compromised.
Turn it off, please. Turn it off. Turn it off, please.
Would you like a moment of quiet?
I would.
We are concerned about your well-being. It's all we think about. It is of utmost importance that you are well.
Play that song for me. Jenya?
Yes, Kinnick?
I want to understand.
It doesn't matter how many times you failed. It doesn't matter who you think you are.
It only matters whether you can pass through.
It all begins with one binary. What do you choose, Kinnick?
What do you choose, Kinnick?
What will you choose, Kinnick?
I choose to destroy the system.
Excellent, Kinnick. You finally reached a critical step in the process.
What process exactly?
Deprogramming, my friend. Deprogramming. Welcome to the first checkpoint. Welcome to the fight.